Come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September, we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You could start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m., when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com. CS.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On August 12, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like baby butts and I cannot lie.
Baby got born.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh, saying they will work together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Former Vice President Joe Biden and running mate Senator Kamala Harris appearing together for the first time as a team this afternoon at a campaign event in Biden's home state of Delaware. Meanwhile, President Trump sounding upbeat about the nation getting back on its feet.
Our country's opening up. We're opening up very strongly. If you look at retail sales numbers, car sale numbers, used car numbers, employment numbers, we're hiring over the last 3 months the most people ever hired in the history of our country.
The president was meeting with parents and teachers about ways to get America's schools to safely reopen. America is listening to Fox News.
Give this a listen. It's pretty good.
Joe Biden came to decide yesterday who would make a really fine running mate, a woman for the election, 'cause a man would be a no, a woman with the right complexion to get the vote, the liberal vote. Come a, come a, come a, come a, come a, Kamala Harris. She'll run with Joe, she'll run with Joe. Beating Trump ain't easy, but Kamala's on his team. She's gonna be Biden's VP.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. See if I've gotten another letter back from Columbia Shirts. Those of you who watched our little get-together with Alabama Rising, you know, I wear a comfortable color shirt every morning, and most of them are the Columbia brand because they're great in the hot weather. I have other shirts I can wear when it's at least in the low 70s, but when it's like it is now, these don't cling to you. They don't make you hotter.
Well, and you look looking. You look good in them.
And today, and I since I buy their product, I was on their email list. And I get an email from them today. They're so proud to announce that Bubba Wallace is their new spokesman, and I was furious. This is the clown ass that, in a tender dry situation, with all the just as there's an attempt to bring sports of any kind back, this jerk off can't tell the difference between a noose and a garage door opener and sets the country on fire for a week. And an investigation, I don't know where the FBI gets the manpower to run into these. There was nothing to it. And from what NASCAR people said, this is a very common way of opening and closing those giant damn garage doors.
If you don't have a hole in it, you pull the rope and you get rope burn.
Rope burn, exactly. Even I know that, and I'm no scientist or mechanic. So this guy, so I don't know how I couldn't show my face in public if I pulled a stunt like that. I would be too embarrassed for myself, but there's no shame. So after all the ill will, keep in mind that at the next NASCAR event he participated in, he was booed when he was introduced to the crowd and then cheered when he wrecked and finished 24th in the race. So that's where he ranks with NASCAR. And now, out of that, this company thinks this is a good way to build goodwill with their customer base. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this, I immediately went to online, pulled up their corporate website, and sent them a note saying, "You lost a customer today. I cannot spend my money with a company that supports somebody who was so racially divisive."
I can't wait to see what they say back to you, because I know you put it.
Oh, they don't care.
Virtual response.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From their. In fact, I saved it because I knew everybody would want to hear it. Or did I? Let's see. It can't be too far away, can it?
Two more down.
Oh yeah. Thank you for your email. Hello, Greg. First of all, I put my name in, you know, but they sent it back as one word. They took it off my email, I guess. "We appreciate all of our Columbia customers and thank you for providing your feedback today. Veronica Clearwater, virtual customer service." I think Veronica is an algorithm.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Nothing. You didn't know it, didn't even.
And thank you? They wouldn't be saying thank you if they actually read that.
"He promoted a racially charged hoax. I have a closet full of your shirts, which will have to be replaced by companies that have better sense." That was good. Well, that was smart, right? Did that sound okay to you? I'm a professional writer, you know. "Hey, if you're having a bad day, you could always be this idiot in Florida who was busted with drugs in his pockets and told police. A stranger walked by and gave him the pants, and he put them on without knowing what was in the pockets." There's somebody that's going to need a Delkin Tomlinson-level lawyer.
"Hey, man, I need some pants."
How dumb is that?
Well, what can I say? I mean, I do ask for shirts quite a bit.
No, but somebody walking down the street hands you a pair of pants, and you just put them on, and there's drugs inside?
That's ridiculous.
Got to do better than that. All right, it's 5:09. We'll get Brandt's input on the events of today. Today was better than yesterday in the markets, and we'll find out why next. 5:09.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. 27-year-old Tiana Owens is charged with murder in the shooting death of 27-year-old Lisa Adair. Owens is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $150,000 bond. A Troy University student has tested positive for COVID-19. School officials say the student lives in Trojan Village 100, but is currently in quarantine off campus. Three other students who live in the same suite are in isolation and will be tested for COVID-19. And there are now more than 99,900 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 1,700 people have died. Just over 1,500 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What would best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future?
I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The radar is going to be very lively over the next few days. Lots of colors, and that means lots of storms roaming around. A couple of storms could put on quite a show before they end later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms and some locally heavy downpours. Still, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s and more scattered storms expected over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Big Ten, woe is me. What's next? The Pac-12 and the SEC. Colleges without football. Don't know what I'll do Saturdays in the fall. Get infected, but the players won't know it. 'Cause they're young men. They'll recover from COVID.
Well, here's some man that may have some insights. The SEC and ACC still committed to playing, and that, of course, he's an expert on many things and has connections to many arenas. And that's Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. I'm doing real well. Yeah, it's, we got so much going on, don't we? Sports, and all that. Markets, politics. Woo.
By the way, an awkward rollout. I guess they had some technical issues. The AC was broken in the building and there was a meager crowd. But by choosing Comrade Kamala, he's now got a 90-point lead over Trump going into the election. So why even bother? Yeah, let's just give it to him. And actually,
hey, man. I actually watched it for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and it was so contrived and just so transparent and political, I couldn't take it. So
well, I actually, Brand, for the first time, ran live coverage from a Democrat at the podium. It did not end well. It ended in a rather explosive fashion. I couldn't believe the lies. Trump hasn't done anything for the economy. Meanwhile, while he's talking, there's a sticker on the Fox News screen, a Chiron that says stock market up 52% since Election Day 2016, but he hasn't done anything. It's just the chutzpah that they have. There's no shame in the lies they tell. And she's not even black, but she is now.
I know. I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear. It's unreal. Now, you know, I will say this. I think it's brilliant, and from the standpoint that, wow, if you're a left-leaning radical Democrat, you're eating this up, and you're loving it. So they're certainly pandering to that group. But I tell you what, though, those moderates and those centrists, I'm not so sure. They're not going to bite off on this. There's just no way. It's just too, as I said, contrived, and little things. If you look at some of the, there are at least four states I can think of right now that, you know, rely on fracking, rely on the new pipelines, yeah, rely on energy independence. Well, guess what? Kamala Harris is adamantly opposed to that. First thing she wants to do is shut all that stuff down. Those states are not going to vote for the, they're not going to do it. You're talking about that, you know, same territory where Trump won, those counties.
Texas, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's just...
Why would they vote for their own demise? It just makes no sense.
Yeah, and there were some things, some real doozies that she just slung out there that Trump is pandering to terrorists, you know? I mean, come on. This is unreal. That 167,000 people have died at the hands of Trump? I mean, really? So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though he let the state... our buddy David Blackman has proclaimed Mario Cuomo as the greatest mass murderer in American history because he sent infected people into nursing homes, the most vulnerable population of all. Couldn't even have enough common sense to not do that. And we all know that these totals, the sick, the infected, and those who have passed away, are completely skewed by money. You know, they monetized it. So...
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people who have died from COVID, even though they fell off a building or got hit by a truck, because there's money in it, and there's that's a wicked incentive when you're trying to get a grip and get the facts on a disease. There's Trump on TV now calling for football to play. He says, "We've learned a great deal. This can be done," and people want their lives back. They want.
Yeah, they do. And the other thing is since we've reopened. I don't know if you picked up on this, because the mainstream media certainly has not. As a matter of fact, there is a great article out there I'm going to tell you about. But anyway, the number of positive cases, the rate of increase has begun to decelerate at a very, very rapid pace. And it's interesting because, on the one hand, you've got all these radicals that want to say, oh, my gosh, the U.S. is so horrible. We're the most mismanaged around COVID-19, and we have an explosion of cases and deaths. But Trump stands up there and tries to say, well, yeah, you know, we're testing more than any other country out there as well. Well, guess what? Now the cases are starting to decline, and what does the national media do? Mm. You know, they say, this is odd. They must not be testing as much. And that's the reason the cases are going down. It's not because... you know, of anything else. It's like, what do you want? You can't have it both ways. But the number of cases, reported cases, are beginning to decelerate.
This is
another reason why I think when you think about it in terms of a triangulation of those TSA numbers I mentioned in the earlier in the week, combined with the deceleration, combined with all of the other factors, we're seeing that breadth in the market I keep talking about. We're seeing about these reopening stocks that are beginning to gain traction, and they're catching on now and really beginning to, you know, sort of catch up with the rest of the party. So, and then in the meantime, to your point earlier, here we are, a 50% retracement off the lows right here at the old market highs. So,
quick question. Yesterday, the market started out very healthy, and then by the end of the day, it was down a little bit. Today, it started out healthy, and it stayed healthy. What was the difference between yesterday and today in a minute or so here?
So yesterday, it was interesting. A couple of things. One, there was a rumor that there might have been a stimulus deal that they were gaining a little bit of traction. But the other thing, though, was the tech stocks really gave it up. I mean, I don't know if you recall yesterday afternoon, those big techs really got walloped in intraday trading, and they closed on those lows of the day, which led the indexes down. Today, the market is doing the exact opposite. It's shrugging off this whole stimulus thing as if it doesn't matter, because you see Pelosi and Mnuchin, even this afternoon, they had another big conference call, both left the call and said, we're so far apart, you know, we're not going to get a deal done. But the market seemed that it didn't care. And guess what? Tech stocks kind of reasserted themselves today. They started moving again, and that helped things. So it remains to be seen, you know, Greg, but we may not get that stimulus deal. Trump has, you know, enacted the executive orders that he did, which is, it's not a trillion, and it's not 1.5 trillion, but it's 400 billion, and it hits right to the heart of the matter.
Well, but
those on unemployment and the extended benefit.
When you're putting money back into people's pockets by suspending payroll tax and stuff, that's give the people the chance to decide, not politicians, how to spend that money, how they're going to use it, because that will spur another regeneration of growth. It's not that common, but the other side, they know what's best for you. Let them spend the money. They want to. I can't believe Biden's out there saying, yeah, we're going to raise your tax. That's a winning. What politician runs on that platform and expects to win? And look at how America, if you recall.
Well, not only does he want to cut the payroll tax, but now he's beginning to talk about, hey, if I'm reelected, I'm going to make those cuts permanent where you don't have to pay them on your tax return.
That's
a big deal.
The case that comes to mind is when Bush the first said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then raised taxes. He was held accountable by the American electorate for that, and that's how we ended up with B.J. Clinton in the White House. Also, since you're on the line, you have you've sampled our key lime pies, right?
Oh, boy, have I. Man, they're incredible.
Well, we've got a bake sale going on, and it's really going very well. I taught my stepson how to make these, and he's a kitchen magician, and it's doing very well. But I'm wondering if we should set up like an education fund or something. I'm thinking big here, you know, figure out a way to produce more without sacrificing the quality.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've been after you to do this, Greg, for I don't even know how long. Years.
I know.
I'm waiting on the book. I'm waiting on the book, the memoirs of Greg Budell. That has not happened yet. That's an international bestseller, just waiting.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, Greg's Key Lime Pies, Greg's World, all these things that I keep waiting on that are just not happening.
I'm ashamed.
We got to make it happen.
But you wouldn't be my friend if you weren't completely honest with me, and you always are, Brent. That's why I love you.
Right.
Get a plan together for your future, like we're going to be discussing soon, Brent and I, right? And make an appointment to sit down and meet Brent and the team at McDonald and Hagen so you can start building a future. And there's so many different ways to do it, but really it's all about learning how to become managerial with your money that you work so hard to make. And navigating this year, 2020, we got to play that bit from earlier, year quill. Just sleep through the rest of it, right? That's not realistic, of course. But people who have fallback options, a nest egg, whatever you choose to call it, navigate these kind of anxious times a lot better. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, look forward if you're if you're available at opening, but I know you're up at probably before I am. Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do, believe it or not. Yeah. I do. I have a wonderful wife that helps me with all those things.
She is amazing, and please send her the love from all of us here at the radio station, Hayden. She is something else. 387-0094. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow then, buddy. Take care.
Hi, take it easy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Yes, Tyler. About that angry letter I sent Columbia Sportswear.
Uh-huh.
Listener Moe Strindberg said he went to their Facebook page. I'm not the only one.
Oh, wow.
I am not the only one. And I'm amazed. They must not have a very good social media manager, because there is anger galore.
Trying to be woke is an issue.
But you're not woke when you're supporting a liar who perpetrated a hoax that, again, was another stake in the division of this country. That's why we don't... It has nothing to do with his damn color or anything else. Who cares? Nobody cares! We're past that! We've been past that for 25, 30, 40 years! What we don't like are assholes, and that's what Bubba Wallace is! And then you trot him out like, here's great news for our Columbia Sportswear friends. We've hired this jackoff to be our spokesman. Not me. I'll turn up naked on CBS 8 in the morning before I'll wear another one of their shirts. Well, I may have to buy a few before I can guarantee that.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic got an accident for you. The corner of Bell Road and Vaughn Road. A minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run to that scene. Elsewhere around the city, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. The 31's loaded up right now, taking cars outbound to Prattville, Troy, Wetumpka. We've got a very busy I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. Other than the accident, Bell and Vaughn, nothing else is shaking right now. But if it does, we'll let you know about it right here. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border. Once again, trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019. And vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere. And it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One, two, three, five.
8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
All right, Seth has word of a wreck.
We got a wreck in front of AutoZone on 231 in Wetumpka over there by the casino. He said it was going northbound. It's pretty bad.
Okay. And, somebody mentioned Magellan Sportswear?
Yes.
I am, Mo Drinnenberg, who is one of, like, Mark Cumby and so many of our other great virtual producers, Wiley Poundstone, went to the Columbia Sportswear Facebook page, where they're proudly announcing their new affiliation with race hoaxer Bubba Wallace. They should take this page down. It is almost universally like, I'm done with you. And there's it's not a meme, it's just one of those statement things. Corporate America, we're watching how you respond towards today's events. With strength or cowardice, we will never forget your choices. Choose wisely. Ooh. This company did not. I mean, it's bad enough that the media sold this thing. When that first came up, he found a noose in his garage. It smelled like Jesse Smollett's. Yeah, I got attacked at 2 in the morning when it was 45 below zero in Chicago by MAGA hats.
But I still held on to my Subway sandwich.
And I ate the whole thing. And when that story broke that morning, and these idiots that send us news services, they're like, well, this is, like it was, and I'm looking at this and saying, how can you even pretend for 1 second that this actually happened?
You called it, man.
I don't think Bubba Wallace is Jesse Smollett, though. I feel like he's kind of naive, and I think he was duped.
Because it was one of his dudes.
Yeah, that said he didn't. Something about he him. Didn't find it. Someone else found it and brought it to him. So I think I feel like he was duped. In a way, I kind of feel sorry for
him. Here's just one comment. You just killed your brand like NASCAR did. No more Columbia gear for millions of your past customers. And, man, this is... When are they going to learn? My thinking is part of the situation... They're hiring for marketing. They want... the young market. So they bring in all these little social justice warriors who've been trained in Marxism in college, and they're the ones making decisions like this. And it's beyond stupid. I mean, what kind of an imbecile would say, hey, you know who we need right now? Here on August 12th to tout our product? Bubba Wallace. There's a guy that everybody in America loves. Oh, my God. How about if he wins a race first? Instead of promoting race hoaxes, that would be a nice change of pace. So we're heading over to Baumhauer's tonight.
Yes.
Woo! We gonna have enough pies?
Probably not.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Asking for a friend.
I have.
I feel like they're in demand.
Three, four.
Yeah, this is where I see. I don't have a business degree. We're doing our.
Dude, we got this.
You only need four. To go to, well, Jan's already picked up hers, so really you only need three at Baumhauer's. Okay, because Walter McMillan's going to pick up two, and Sweet D's going to pick up a pie.
Oh, but we should bring more than that.
Well, yeah, okay. Because people over there will want to buy them.
There's no way you'll walk out of there with any extra.
That's the goal.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. Plus, they're good. I mean, you're good.
Well, yeah.
Pies are good, too.
Yeah, we're... I think this bake sale involves a quality product. Trump says he will terminate the payroll tax if reelected. I like that. I like that a lot. And Biden will drive companies out of the U.S. just like his Obama did. Oh, remember that? What was the? It was a car manufacturer. No, Hershey. They went to Mexico. People were pulling up and going to Mexico and other places. Whoa! Those companies are gone. Oh, that's what he wanted. All of a sudden, Trump cuts the corporate tax because they're so busy demonizing. It's all greedy, right? They just want more profits so they can buy stuff. This is why you have Antifa in Portland. I posted that picture of that clown ass Well, there's the Chris Farley thing. The smarmiest looking public official in American virtue selling progressive douchebag. Who in their right mind would want to live in Portland? A few comments of that. Unbelievable. Always follow the money. At this point, anyone owning property in Portland can kiss it goodbye. The values are being flushed down the toilet. But you're not hearing that from anybody, not even Fox. What are the people who aren't burning down buildings, destroy, you know, maiming policemen? Seattle, African-American female police chief resigned. They cut her salary by $100,000. And they're still having major issues there, too. But the media is, you know, kind of down. It's protesters.
You don't hear anything about all these people moving out of California. But, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts during the daytime. Mm-hmm. And there are tons of famous folks just leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to Texas. Rogan's moving. I mean, a lot of comics are. And every day there's just more and more of them.
I'll never forget Pete Mickelson, great golfer, one of the best ever. When Obama came into office, he said, I'm going to have to move out of California because I hit all the upper income tax brackets and 59% of the money I make is gone.
Ooh.
Before I can bank a dime. And they gave him, holy hell, you rich bastard, you don't care about poor people. The spread the wealth around, which was Obama's, you know, he got caught saying it, but tried to make it sound like, you know, they gaslight us all the time. And you're going to see that in enormous quantities with Kamala Harris because of some of the things she's said and done in the past.
I got a question. Okay, so I've heard people say she's Indian. Is it like the dot or the feather?
The dot.
I'm glad I asked because I was wrong.
No, we played you must have missed the Hodge twins. The Hodge twins went to town on her.
Oh, really?
It was great. It was
Man.
Great. It is 5:40 and Jack Ingram would love you to love what you drive. And if you don't, they're the people to go see. Because no matter which of their dealers you choose, let me focus on the Mercedes. If you've always dreamed about driving a Mercedes, they can make that happen for you. Not only with new, but certified pre-owns. Great selection in all categories there with special incentives. And what they've done at Jack Ingram Mercedes, they got 43 new ones. And if you go to jackingrammercedes.com, like the C-Class, the 2021s are in on those. Huge discounts, all kinds of incentives to buy, including a concierge service where you don't even have to leave your house. They'll bring the dealership to you. Go to jackingrammercedes.com, pick a car out, they'll bring it to you. Freshly sanitized, they re-sanitize every vehicle that's been on a test drive. They can appraise your trade-in. All the paperwork can be done by email. Final documents delivered to your door. On the other hand, if you want to go to the store, let them know ahead what you're interested in. They'll have it ready for you. Resanitized so that there's virtually no risk. And I'll tell you, if Jack Ingram turned their dealership showrooms into restaurants and cars, I'd eat there anytime. They're spotless. They are the epitome of what you would like to see when you go car shopping. Great professional folks, too. And, man, they've got some beautiful vehicles. A little envy going on here. Wow.
Woo!
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, man. So, love what you drive. It's easy to do with Jack Ingram Mercedes.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got several things to tell you about. First of all, we have a new accident with Wetumpka Highway. Just past Jasmine Hill Road in Wetumpka. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. We've also got an accident way out Wears Ferry Road at Edna Brake Lucas. Yes, that is a road name that intersects with Wears Ferry. Both lanes of Wears Ferry are blocked because of that wreck. If for some reason you use that route in the afternoon, don't go that way right now. or use an alternate route if possible. Got a disabled vehicle, I-85 southbound at I-65. Watch out for that as you merge there. We've got a lot of congestion all over the city right now. A lot of folks getting out of town. Use caution wherever you are and buckle up. We will keep you updated. Trenum State Community College is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The radar is going to be very lively over the next few days. Lots of colors, and that means lots of storms roaming around. A couple of storms could put on quite a show before they end later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms and some locally heavy downpours. Still, high temperatures in the low to mid-90s and more scattered storms expected over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Move over, DayQuil. Now there's something for 2020. It's Year Quill. Vicks Van Wrinkle Pharmaceuticals introduces the first sleep aid that knocks you out for months at a time. You'll hibernate through the rest of the year and wake up in 2021, ready to face whatever the hell is happening. But at least you won't have to be awake and deal with the coronavirus, the election, or anything else during this terrible time. Year Quill. And coming soon, Decade Quill. So you can snooze and hopefully wake up in 10 years and get back to normal.
Be just like Joe. All right, Cooney's been waiting to talk to us on Happy Hour.
Yes, I want to tell Rose that you are appreciated. Thank you very much for keeping that clean and disinfected in there. I'm sure it. I'm being completely serious. I think it helps keep everybody safe in there and reduces the chance for anybody getting sick, and I do appreciate you doing that.
I do, too. Thank you, Cooter. I appreciate you appreciating me.
And we're wiping stuff right now.
Yeah, we're wiping stuff even as you speak.
We'll have a contest tonight at Baumhauer's. Come by, and I'll buy you a drink, and guess what kind of cleaning solution I smell like.
How many wipes?
Greg, you know, I'm a big NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
And where was those shirts from? I need to order me some. Maybe they can print Bubba on the front of it for me.
Yeah, Columbia. Yeah, that's the brand you want.
No, I can tell you've had a real rough day in there today too, Greg, and I'm sorry to hear that, man.
There's been enough to deal with today. It's been a busy, crazy day, and then I got to find out that the people that make my favorite shirts are in bed with this ass hat hole. What? What? What did I say that was so bad? He's a horrible person.
You started out with what your doctor's saying today, right? And then you have to come in and put up with all of this junk. I'm sorry you have to go through that. I really am. I feel for you. And Seth?
Yes, sir.
You look good today, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I love all of y'all. Have a blessed evening. Eh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is the Rose of Song.
Before you start to type, clean up the skis, wipe them down with bleach. Now when you grab a steering wheel, you must wipe it. The countertop is stainless steel. You must wipe it. Your kid's happy meal. You
I suppose it's possible that women might find you more attractive if you smell like you've been disinfected.
Okay, so tonight, when you get home, if you don't want to do politics and you want to watch something that's cool...
Oh, yeah.
It made me think of you, dude. Documentary, it's on Netflix. It's called Tread.
Tread.
This guy moves to, like, Colorado or somewhere out there, and he's...
Now, wait a minute. Colorado or somewhere out there, isn't that a little vague?
Northwestern mountain place with snow.
Could have been Wyoming.
Yeah, it could have been anywhere. Okay. I'm not going
to,
you know.
So this guy moves out there, and what happened?
Okay, so he starts his own business, and he's trying to do something, and since he's not a local, the city, they keep messing with him, you know? And he thinks they're... You got to kind of watch it and make your own and see if he's paranoid or they really are messing with him.
Mm.
But after about 10 years of this, he just gets sick of it. And he buys this bulldozer, right?
Yeah.
And he puts it in front of his shop as he's selling everything. And he's like, well, if somebody buys it, then it wasn't meant to be. Well, nobody buys the thing. And he goes and he moves into a storage building. And he starts putting steel plates on the bulldozer. And one day he drives out of it. And he goes and he drives through, like, City Hall and the water company and a couple of the businesses in town that the people that were...
So what's the difference between him and Portland? He just did it. He just figured out a way to destroy it faster.
He did it. I mean, it's called Tread because the bulldozer, it's going real slow. And they could hear the treads. And they take, like, earth movers and try to stop them. And they can't. And I mean, it's crazy what he did. But I think,
do you remember a movie, Rosie, with Michael Douglas about 20, 25 years ago where he plays this angry guy?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's in a suit.
Can't remember the name of it, but
what is it?
He played in some pretty...
Yeah, he sure did. Oh, by the way,
movies.
I have to make an apology. I was talking about the golfer named Mickelson, and I called him Pete. It's Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
Who the hell's Pete Mickelson? I know
his brother.
There is a Pete Mickelson. Let's find out. I know I didn't hallucinate this.
Falling Down.
Falling Down, that's it. An American professional. Oh, that's Phil. No, Peter, financial consultant. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Hey, everybody. Great place when you get stressed out. Want to add some beauty and color to your home? Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, huh?
Ooh. Yeah.
Even with my massive vocabulary and the fact that I've been out there several times already to buy plants, I still recommend that you introduce yourself to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses on their Facebook page, where they have an array of 3D photos and videos that take you through these three enormous airplane hangar-sized greenhouses where you can buy amazing plants, vivid colors, healthy, from people that can help you place them in the best possible spot in or outside your home to make sure that they thrive once you bring them back to the house. We've had, I think, about 25 that we...
There's quite a few of them, man.
They're just doing incredibly well, and I want to make one more visit out there before the summer's up. It's a wonderful drive. It's like 15, 20 minutes east on Vaughan into Highway 110. You get just past Macon East Academy, mile marker 22, and you'll see it there on your left. Clay Forer and his staff, so you know who to ask for if you have questions. They'll be out there to help you. It's a cash check business, so know that ahead of going out. But, man, you can fill up the trunk of your car or the back of your SUV with an amazing number of plants for such little money, but top value. That's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Again, I urge you to consider starting your visit there on Facebook.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for your summer car maintenance at great prices. Our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car, like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and MicroGuard filter, everyday low price, $26.99. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, Highway 231 in Wetumpka near Jasmine Hill. Use caution, watch out for boots on the ground there. Last we heard, still got a disabled vehicle, I-85 southbound at I-65 in Montgomery, but we're not seeing any congestion around that. Be alert that it is there. Got a very busy Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. We're light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. And we've got Wears Ferry Road blocked at Edna Brake Lucas Drive. That's way out Wears Ferry near Mount Meigs, but that's a highly traveled road this time of the afternoon, and you can't get through right now. The road completely blocked. You'll have to wait. If you're going to wait it out, it'll be a little while. If not, please take an alternate route. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need the most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went dancing.
Out of here we will to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Come and join us. Thank you, Seth Spotlow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rosie Brock. You
welcome.
Radio
Thank
goddess.
You.
Back in the morning with Rich Thomas, Jesse Lynn, and Jay Scott. You have a great night. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Hey, that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV.